KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.
Napoleon, are you coming to bed?
Not tonight, Josephine. I have an headache. What is that infernal racket?
The British are coming! The British are coming!
Put down your hairdryers and surrender in the name of the British Empire!
The British Hair Company has now relocated to 750 South Coast Highway and taken over management of Paris Salon. The British Hair Company. Passion, energy and excellence through education. 949-497-8345.
God save the Queen!
Gentlemen, attention.
High Wall City Country Bowl 2 square on your body. Then I'll begin.
Hi, I'm Peter Asher, and this is your full English breakfast. Sausages, baked beans, fried bread, and great music. KX93.5.
But it don't matter.
I know, it's beautiful, but we've got things to do. 6 minutes long, that song. It's beautiful. Melody Gardot. She's from New Jersey, and she's a jazz singer. She started her career when she broke her hip in a car accident. I don't know why I know that. I've no idea. But it's Full English Breakfast on KX 93.5. Good morning. Good morning. It's about 9:10 here. Martin Cohen is here.
Good morning.
Yes, got the right button.
Yes.
And our guest this morning is Susanna Farrow. Good morning, Susanna Farrow.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm a morning person. I am. I'm
white. Yeah, because last night I saw you at work and you weren't doing much, so you rested all night.
What?
Ready to come
while
in
I was
here.
Singing, you mean?
Yeah.
Singing in the hotel.
You weren't exactly singing, from what I could see.
Well, you've got the musical ear of most of our family, actually.
But it's not a matter of musical ear.
Yes, it is.
It's understanding when someone's singing.
Lack of musical ear.
Singing, you're not.
Martin Cohen's my cousin, and I wouldn't get to see him if I didn't do a radio show on a Sunday, and that's the reason why he's here. Because otherwise, that's the only reason why he's here.
True.
It just takes the piss out of me, Susanna, that's
yeah.
all.
It's true, that's all.
That's what cousins children. Are for.
I know. So tell us something a bit about who is the real Susanna Farrow. Oh, I'm good at this, aren't I?
The real.
Yeah.
The pressure.
Yeah. No,
tell
us.
It's me. I'm the real one.
Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Kent.
Right.
The Garden of England.
Ladies of Kent.
Yeah.
Well known.
Just outside London, for those that don't know. No, I grew up just outside London in kind of a commuter belt. So that was me.
I'm wearing my commuter belt right now. Got it on.
Looks good on you.
It keeps everything, you know, a multitude of sins strapped in.
In place.
Yeah.
Yes, I grew up there. It was like fun, cross between the country and the big city. Lots of posh people.
Is it? You're quite a posh bird.
Posh. No, I'm like a posh adjacent, a realtor would call it over here. She's posh adjacent.
Right.
Yeah, that's me.
I'm not posh, but I know posh.
Yeah, I'm linked to it. Yeah. I rub shoulders with the posh lot.
It was quite a suburban kind of area.
Yeah, it was suburban, but with like a through line to the city, so you could always escape.
Yeah.
You could kind of pick your poison, really.
And was it the kind of place where we were very driven towards being somebody in the future?
Oh, they thought they were. They were very driven towards having as much money
right.
as their parents did, but didn't do much about it. I remember being in a bar once, and one guy turned around to me and went, "Hi. I'm the richest guy in Seven."
Oh, that's terrible.
I was like, that's so disgusting. And also, you're not, because I know him.
If he had been the richest guy, though, would that have made a difference?
No, that would be more disgusting, but less hilarious.
Reminds me of some comedy show in Britain. Was it The Fast Show? Probably. There was a character whose line was that, something like that. I couldn't help noticing. I'm sure he was a Brummie.
Did you leave?
I'm richer than Yao.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the question is, though, did you leave the bar with him or not?
No way.
You had.
Just
I mean,
his
after
money.
That setup.
Right. What a line.
I know. How disgusting.
Yeah.
I think he bought me a drink, though.
That's the way to do it. I used to do this thing. I used to play it because I played in the hotel last night. And I used to play in a bar in Britain. I forget which bar it was now. And I had a girlfriend at the time who would sit at the bar.
Yeah.
And then she would get asked if they could buy her drinks. Men would try and buy her drinks. And she would get the drinks and get red wine and line it up on the bar. Then I'd take a break and come down and I'd have a couple of glasses of wine waiting for me on the bar. Which is very good. It's
smooth
brilliant.
Moves.
I did get hit though once, and then that was the end of that little plan. Somebody punched me. Yeah. All right, well, we're glad you're here.
Thanks.
And you brought music.
Happy to be here. I did. I brought quite a lot of different music.
So just to explain to the good listener, we're doing a new thing on Full English Breakfast where we invite expats, Brits who live in, usually this area, LA, Orange County, who are... The thing about that is that it seems to me that they're not really Brits because they're here. And that has an effect on you.
We're a certain breed, maybe.
Stops you, mid-Atlantic, something, you can put a name on it, I don't know what that is, but we're not quite British anymore. We're not Americans, we're not quite British
anymore.
British
adjacent.
Exactly. That's the
expats.
Whole new, the
That's
name.
What the word is.
Yeah, but she's right, we're British adjacent. You're only 15 hours away, but it may as well be a billion miles.
You're a British Jason.
True. It's Full English Breakfast on KX 93.5. Let's play another song that you've brought in about 10 songs. We'll never get through them all. I'll give you a pick.
Okay,
you can pick from... Let's try All the Bees. We'll go Ben Harper, Billie Holiday,
Blossom.
Oh, Blossom Deary. Yeah. That's a nice one. It's another bit jazzy, but it's very nice.
Shall we do that?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do it. Here I go.
It's KX93.5, and then you can tell us afterwards why you picked this song for us to play here. It's KX93.5. Actually, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to play this spot from the British Hair Company. We're very grateful to them for supporting the show. And then we'll play a song by Blossom Deary. It's called I'm, and that's in brackets or parentheses, In Love Again. This is KX93.5 with Martin Cohen, Jason Fetty, and Susan Farrow.
Napoleon, are you coming to bed?
Not tonight, Josephine. I have an headache. What is that infernal racket?
The British are coming! The British are coming!
Put down your hairdryers and surrender in the name of the British Empire!
The British Hair Company has now relocated to 750 South Coast Highway and taken over management of Paris Salon. The British Hair Company. Passion, energy and excellence through education. 949-497-8345.
God save the Queen!
KX93.5.
Love again.
She's in love again.
All over again with you.
That's a nice feeling, isn't it?
No.
Yeah, falling in love again with you. Our guest this morning on KX93.5's Full English Breakfast is Susanna Farron. She picked that song, Blossom Deary, who I don't know anything about. But the first song that we played that was special because it's at your wedding.
I walked down the aisle to that song, Melody Gaga. Gardeau's song,
right.
One and Only Thrill.
Yeah.
Brilliant. And by aisle, I mean like an empty, derelict Victorian theatre. It's very moving. It's quite a performance.
Was it?
Well, the thing
is, you plan it that way? But you guys,
I did.
See, here's the thing. Your husband is a dramaturge.
Yeah.
Ben is a brilliant actor. And you are in television.
Yes, I'm a producer. And it was everyone joked that I like produced the most extraordinary event. And I was like, well.
Well, it's to be expected.
I know, I couldn't help myself.
Yeah. No, absolutely right. I can't remember what I... Oh, we didn't have any music. We didn't have any music and I was supposed to sing.
Yeah.
But I bottled out at the last minute.
Were you going to choke up and...
Because I was like, I don't want to do this. My family are all here. Embarrassing. There was no music. It was going to be a cappella. And in the end, I realised that once I'd relaxed and we're all in the reception, I realised that that wasn't actually that cool and that Ava was expecting it.
Yeah.
So I did it anyway.
Aww.
But not at the time when I was supposed to sing it. It was a Beatles song, in my life, which is, you know, not an unusual song for people to pick for a wedding, but yeah. Yeah, especially when you've had a bit of a life,
yeah,
when you're getting married. So,
oh, that's
it was
nice.
A pretty thing. It was a
did
nice
lots
thing.
Of people cry?
I don't know. Did you cry, Martin?
No, I was laughing at the speech.
Yeah. I did make a great speech where I insulted half the family, I think.
Yes, and forgot half the family.
I forgot the names of people.
Well, but it's not like they'd travelled thousands of miles. Oh, no, no, wait a second.
They, no, they didn't.
Yeah. Anyway, never mind. I suppose what happens is you redeem yourself over time.
Yeah.
You know, because people go, well, they're still married, so I suppose, you know.
They're
so that's
right.
Why I've remained married.
Just to redeem the speech.
Just to prove them all wrong.
How long are you giving it?
Until you're all dead. That's how long I'm going to do it.
It's not long then.
See? So Suzanne Farab comes in here and brings music, and that song there by Blossom Dear, by the way, the album is called May I Come In.
Really?
Yeah.
I only know it from the best thing. Of. I'm a real best ofs girl. So when people say, oh, what are your favourite albums? I'm like, oh, compilation, best of 1995.
Right.
That's kind of my era.
It's a way to sift through the nonsense, though. You don't have to listen to the filler tracks that way.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but you can always just go like that, fast forward.
Like
go like that. That's good radio.
Fast
well
forward.
Done, Martin.
Fast
just
forward.
Go like that.
I said fast
absolutely.
Forward. Fast forward. Everyone knows I'm pushing my finger on the button.
It's a bit like my music digestion, I'd say, is a bit like your wonderful Shakespeare's Fall. Is that it's the best of. I like the
right.
Best of. Yours is the
so entry
Shakespeare,
level.
The highlights,
mm-hmm.
The best of.
Yeah.
Need not go anywhere else.
Yeah.
And my music taste is best of bits.
What? No, I don't blame you. A lot of people come in here with their set tracks. They want to look like experts, and I'm not an expert either.
You and I both know that Christina Aguilera is on my list. There is no expert coming.
True
from
enough.
Me.
You know, we'll play her next because I want to get her out of the way.
Get dirty.
I must tell you something though. When you listen to Christina Aguilera,
yeah.
You go, I can see why people. You know, it's like pure sugar. It's just candy,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And I'd never listened to her before. I'll be honest with you, this is the first song I've ever listened to all the way through, and I had to in order to make sure it was right for the radio, you know.
Can I redeem myself slightly?
No, probably
obviously
not.
Obviously, the request from Jason for my songs was 10 songs that have had a significance, not 10 songs that I deem to be the best songs
so what's in existence. So what's the significance of this song?
Good question.
So one of my best friends and I, Jen, who I went to college with, we lived mm-hmm. together, we threw one of the most fabulous parties, house parties, that was a pimps and whores party. And we got really into it and dressed up. And it was like the first like big event that we decided we were going to throw at college. And it was awesome. And everyone dressed hilariously. And we decided to dress based on Christina Aguilera's Dirty video because it was in at the time. So I basically got jeans and cut the butt out of my jeans.
Is that in the video?
More underpants. She's wearing like leather chaps. And
right.
I had a budget of a college student. So I
you
couldn't afford
leather,
leather
trousers.
So I went to like a cheap store and bought some cheap stretchy jeans and like spent a whole evening up with Jen like cutting out the ass of my trousers. And that was like drinking a bottle of wine. And it was just every time I hear that song, I remember us like shaking our hips, like we were like, yeah, we own this place, like standing on the furniture and we were like, we're amazing. So many friends came. We honestly, that was like our, we don't have fraternities, as you know.
No, no, but that's your...
That was like our cool, like, I don't know, gangster sorority moment. We were like, yeah.
That was your coming out party. That was your
and
thing.
And I was basically like, yeah, I'm wearing a bikini top, trousers with the ass cut out and some like boy shorts, pants. Underpants, that is, not like, you know.
Right, oh, right, so you didn't have your bum hanging out.
Yeah.
Bum
didn't
wasn't
have my bum
out.
And like high heels. And I was like, oh, yeah. And that was back in the day where I could drink a bottle of wine a night and still have like a relatively flat stomach.
But you would have to, though. That's the thing about those sort of costume parties. I can't do a costume party because I don't drink. I think you've got to immediately put the costume on, go, oh, look, that's really funny. And then start drinking at that point. Because if you don't, you'll realise what a prat you look.
Yeah, but I still don't look back and think I looked ridiculous. Even if I did, I still look back with such pride. And Jen basically wore
you didn't feel uncomfortable?
A lab coat.
I would feel uncomfortable.
No, it was my house. I honestly, it was a really short time in my life where I just felt awesome. Felt awesome and I had no fear. And I was like,
yeah.
And that overrode anything. Like I just like left the insecurity at the door. And that was because of my friend Jen, who was the best. We were like together... We were awesome. Separated, we were like, ooh, angsty. Do we look good? <Didn't care.
laughs> No, it's catching, though, that sort of confidence, especially at school, with you know, yeah. Students. It's catchy and it makes for a good group. Do you see any of those people anymore?
No, I don't.
No?
No, I don't. Well, no, I love my friend Jen. She passed away sadly, so I don't see her. But if she was around, I would. And some of the others from the party, I guess. I see them on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like Alistair.
Do you have that photograph?
KY jelly in his trousers.
Do you have that photograph posted on Facebook?
Of
you dressed up like
that?
No, So these people can remember you from then.
Oh, so they can remember. Yeah. This is what she used to look like. Oh, that would be a terrible before and after.
There's a photograph of me somewhere in a dress, dressed as a woman, and I'm not a very good-looking guy, but I'm a very ugly woman. And it's just in a full dress with the beard, right, and I had the beard still then. A lot of cakes on makeup in the beard. It didn't look good. But I'm standing outside a room, sort of an outdoor shotgun shed sort of room, and I'm trying to put my key in the door, and I'm very drunk. I'm trying to put my key in the door, and I'm peeing through the dress. So you can see that me, I've got the thing in the door, and then a stream of pee coming out of the through the dress and out, making a sort of U-shape and hitting the ground.
Had some force then.
I don't know. Yeah, well, I was a young man.
Very cheap fabric.
True, probably was, yeah. Probably was. But I was very young and I had a good strong bladder. All right, well, it's Full English Breakfast here on KX 93.5. Martin's shaking his head. Susanna's like, what am I doing here? Susanna Farrah's here. She's from LA. She's a TV producer, which I want to talk a little bit more about in a minute and find out a bit more about how that happens. I want to tear down the fourth wall for people.
Yeah. Okay.
Because we're not obsessed with celebrity on this show.
No.
It's not our thing.
Good.
We don't get it. Martin don't get it.
No, not at all.
He's like, whatever, he's not bothered. We'll come back in a minute. Let's play another song, we'll come back. We did, blah, blah, so we're going to do Christina Aguilera.
Dirty.
Dirty, she's so dirty.
Ah, dirty.
Filthy.
Yes.
Christina.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah. Too dirty to clean my act up.
Yeah.
If you ain't dirty, you ain't here to party.
Ladies, move. Gentlemen, move. Somebody ring the alarm. A fire on the roof. Ring the alarm.
And I'm throwing elbows.
Ring the alarm.
And I'm throwing elbows.
Yeah. Ring the alarm.
And I'm throwing elbows.
Ring the alarm.
And I'm throwing elbows.
Who ready to party out there?
I'm throwing elbows.
Ring the alarm.
And I'm throwing elbows.
Ring the alarm.
And I'm throwing elbows.
Give me some room, coming through. Paid my dues, in the mood. Me and my girls gonna shake the room. DJ's gonna show your head. Let's get dirty, that's my jam. I need that to get me off. Sweating till my clothes come off. It's explosive, speakers are pumping. I'm still jumping, 6 in the morning. People dancing, glasses are crashing. No questions, time for some action.
Somebody's gonna call the cops.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah.
jam like a summer show. I keep my car looking like a crash dummy drove. My gear look like the bank got my money froze. For their presidents, I pant like Putty Roll. Doc the one that excites your divas. F the media shine, I'm shining with both of the sleeves up. Yo, Christina, better hop in here. My block live and in color like Rodman hair. The club is packed, the bar is filled. I'm waiting for sisters to act like Lauryn Hill. Frankly, it's a rap, no bargain deals. I drive a four-wheel wide with foreign wheels. Throw it up, baby, this Brick City, you heard of that. We blessed and hung low like Bernie Mac. Dogs, let them out, women, let them in. It's like I'm ODB, they're what you think is.
That's awful.
It's
terrible.
Who is it?
God,
I got
it's
up and
Christina,
done.
What's her face? Yeah, never, Aguilera.
Never heard of her.
Yeah, Christina Aguilera. Aguilera is a flesh eating disorder. I don't know. Anyway, Christina Aguilera and Dirty. D I two R's.
Oh yeah, you gotta have the two R's. That's what makes it so funny.
And Christine.
Listen, I'm a geezer of a certain age, and I've just it's passed me by. Do you know what I mean? But you were dancing, you were going for it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Gonna do a hip shake, bit of Aguilera.
Yeah. I don't know what she is really. I don't know anything about her, but it's little girl music, really. Isn't
yeah,
it?
I mean.
I'm still stuck. I'm still stuck on the pants with holes cut out.
I know.
You can see a bum.
I'm going to try that.
I mean, I had underpants. I had knickers on.
She's explained herself very well. Don't be rude. Now let's talk about production in television.
Yes.
We'll pass your entire childhood by. We've got birth in Kent.
Happened.
Childhood doesn't matter. Yeah. Then student days with
dressed
bum hanging out.
Yeah.
Right. And now we're going to move on to. Your life today.
Yeah,
yes.
Naturally progressed.
How'd you get into television?
So I started, actually, Jason, in hospital radio. I started in radio.
Right.
I was once sat on your side of things.
This is hospital radio. Did you know that?
No.
Most of the people that listen to this show have wind up in a psychiatric unit at some point.
Well, I got fired from hospital radio.
How did that happen?
For being awesome.
Really?
No, we're meant to play things like The Archers, which is like the old, you guys know what The Archers is, but stories,
the
drama.
Soap opera kind of thing.
Radio
some
drama.
Early radio drama, yeah.
And instead I would bring in like my mini disc because they were cool then, and I was like a big fan of the mini disc, and play like Nirvana, Unplugged in New York, or Lemonheads, things that I wasn't meant to. And then I had a phone in, which was the clincher. I had a phone in, which was... I did something stupid and ended up here. And that was the phone in. They'd phone in and tell me what they'd done stupid that landed them in hospital.
In hospital? That's
and like,
great.
No, but the thing is, it was like the most popular phone there. Normally in hospital. No one phones in. Yeah. They're barely listening. But I had like more than three people phone in, which was a big deal at the time.
That's more than you.
It's more than I get when I do a thing.
And then I got a very...
Depends what we're giving away. If we're giving away big prizes, you get a lot of calls.
Oh, yeah.
But if it's like, you know, we've got... I'll prove it to you right now.
Okay.
Here's the price thing.
Yeah.
Right. If you text us now, 949-715-5936, we will give you, you've got to say we, it's radio.
Yeah.
We will give you two tickets to Donovan Frankenreiter. Wait a minute, what's the date today?
Oh, it's the 25th.
Oh, that was on Friday.
That's no good. I'll give you two old tickets.
I'll give you those.
And a time machine.
You saw what I mean? White Reaper. No, I'll tell you what, $10 gift certificate to Jan's Health Bar in town.
Can I text
So you could go this morning and get yourself a smoothie.
Cool.
Right, 949-715-5936. Send us a text with the word bollocks. And if you do that, you win a prize. It's as simple as that. We'll converse over text. I'm opening the text page now. Text bollocks
to... What was the number?
949-715-5936 to win.
Long number.
And we'll see if we get any callers. So, anyways, you were doing that, and they
had a highly successful phone in, b- because I was not playing the playlist, and they said it was rude to say I did something stupid and now I ended up here. And I was like, yeah, but they're phoning in, so they've decided that they're fine with it.
You want to hear something really funny?
What?
My boss, who's listening and making sure we don't swear or do anything naughty, just texted the word bollocks. Thank you, Tyler Russell.
He got to me before me. I was just trying to do it.
Oh, no, he's saying this show is bollocks. That's what he's saying. Okay. No, he's not.
Thanks, Tyler.
That's nice. I'm glad he's listening. Yeah. Very cool.
Very good. Got nothing else to do on a Sunday
so
morning.
You're doing, so they kicked you out for
then
that.
I got a very polite letter. Hospital Radio, Tunbridge Wells. That's what it was. And but then I moved to local radio and had all sorts of fun and then went to work in TV, motorsport.
Motorsport? How did you get into motorsports?
My radio station boss had a brother who worked in TV and I always wanted to work in TV. In fact, one of my song choices reminds me of the show that made me desperately want to work in TV. It's the one show I still want to work on. It doesn't exist anymore. But, TFI Friday with Chris Evans.
Was that the show you wanted to, or you did work on?
No, I never worked on it, but he was like my idol. It was a great show. And so one of my tracks is the theme tune from that.
Yeah, but he doesn't really have a good history with motorsport shows.
No, I didn't work with him on a motorsport show.
Oh, he got the job. He got the job.
He got a job. He lasted one season.
What's the show called?
Top Gear.
Top Gear got the show. Yeah, well, he wasn't that great on Top Gear. I don't think he really knew much about... He's the kind of bloke who thinks he knows about everything, and he doesn't really know about everything. I mean, he's brilliant as a broadcaster.
Brilliant.
I listen to him a lot, actually. I still listen to him. I've got a podcast of his show.
He
just
was my
to get
idol.
Ideas about being a DJ on the radio.
He was my total idol, radio to TV. I was like, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be a great star.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because I originally wanted to host, and then the more people that I had to direct as a producer-director in England that were hosts, the more I was like, oh... If I was a host, it would really go to my head. I'd be a right jerk. I shouldn't do that. It's not good for me.
Really?
I mean, a secret, I'd still love it. Not going
to
lie.
It happens to some people. Martin's a bit like that.
Mm-hmm. It's gone too. No, I was a joke beforehand.
That's also true.
But, so I did that and did motorsport and then did loads of other stuff. And then ended up getting nominated for some BAFTAs.
Well, just about, I was
thank you very much.
I know that you wanted to make some money, and I do want
drop
to mention
that one
that.
In.
Yeah, what were the shows that you were involved with that got... Because BAFTA's like a British Emmy, isn't it? It's a big deal award.
So I produced and directed a series called The Big Performance with a fabulous choir master called Gareth Malone, who's now got an OBE, the Queen, like, put
really?
A sword on his shoulders. She honoured him for being so fabulous. And...
A reality show about a choir.
It's a factual entertainment show.
Oh, pardon me.
That doesn't exist here.
Factual entertainment.
It was about kids who were terrified to sing, even in front of their parents, but who loved singing. So it wasn't about making them a star. It was like anti America's Got Talent, kind of, rather than being like, oh, you're so rubbish, ha 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 ha.
Were they good though?
No, some of them weren't great, but the point was is that if you love doing this, you should be able to let yourself enjoy it and be... They were fine.
Okay.
But they took them from not being able to perform in front of even their, like, family to performing live at BBC Proms in the Park in front of 50,000 people. Psh. That was season one. Season two was live on Children in Need, which is like the telethon.
Yeah, but so it's a nice thing for the kids.
Yeah, that's cool.
Lovely. It was like a really nice, well-meaning show.
Gives them confidence.
Really difficult show, because you're like, oh, let's cast 10 of the least likely children to ever go on television, because they're all terrified.
Right.
Let's put them on and make them talk.
God, that's because... So not the usual, because when you casting
Limited,
kids...
that nomination.
So what happened to the kids that you didn't choose? They must need therapy.
Yeah, some of them went on to, like, suicidal drug addicts now.
More than likely.
Because you weren't eliminating the kids either. You started with
You weren't them. Choosing them, were you? You weren't eliminating, but you were not choosing them.
Well.
You were pushing them back even
I
further into
the
hole.
I choose
to
not remember that part.
Right.
They were lovely.
A lot of people in denial about this show.
Yeah.
But it finally, so, it got a BAFTA.
Well, it got nominated, yeah.
Nominated for a BAFTA.
Two seasons running, though.
Wow.
And then I
Now,
the
explain the job of a producer in that situation.
Well, that was weird because I was producing and directing. But a producer, generally, I have to facilitate what the director wants creatively. So it's a bit like, someone put it really well, it's a bit like the director decides the recipe, I go and get all the ingredients, and then the production manager will, like, put them together. But I just basically have to make sure everything is going to happen when it needs to happen and everything's there to make the
like
vision.
Location, stuff that's needed...
People, you know, keeping people happy.
It's a choir.
Crew.
We need an organ. We're going to need an organ. You, go get an organ. that sort of thing.
Yeah, but I won't go get it. I'll be like, we need an organ. Right, somebody go fetch me an organ.
You go and get the organ.
That's what I'm saying. You.
Yeah. Oi, you.
You work here.
I'm very polite.
Go and get an organ.
I'm very polite at work.
So what I'm trying to understand with all this is that you're sort of middle management in a way.
No, I'm the boss.
You're the boss, but in the middle of the whole network. Procedure.
I'm like the person with the megaphone in the middle. I will just connect your call, make sure everyone knows everything.
So you're hearing something in one ear and sending somebody else to do it?
Yeah, maybe.
I like that.
To a point. No, but often I have to know what is required. So the director will be like, I would like to have it amazing and lights sparkling, and he'll just see this picture. I don't know if any of it's possible or whether we can afford any of it. So it'll be my job to... God, I'm boring myself. It'd be my job to kind of make sure it's good.
Nobody knows this stuff. Okay. All they see is Jay-Z or whatever on the telly. And he comes on and he says some rubbish and you go, oh, he's so cool, he's got big lips.
So my job is like to go, okay, let's go find those twinkly lights that you want in the right colours and let's see if we can afford them. And to get those twinkly lights, we need 3 people to put them up. And like, how long is that going to take? Can we get them up by the time we have to film them? And we've got to film them before the sun goes down, which means we need this
many... All of that needs planning,
like,
of course.
All of that. Yeah. And it's all of the mess behind and also keeping people
happy
and dealing with dramas.
What's like
it's
me?
Like you. People just see you. Ava produces you.
They think
that's a good point. Yeah,
she doesn't produce me.
You are. You are because of her. It's simple as that.
She is the driving force behind. You know,
she's the one that reminded you to get coffee this morning.
Oh my god!
And that I feel has been an important part of our day.
It has.
She called across the lawn, "Don't forget to make yourself some coffee." And I went, oh, my God. And I didn't even have my phone on me, nothing.
Why was she sleeping outside?
It was the man. We were just walking the dog. So, all right, very nice, Suzanne Farrell. We'll talk a bit more about it because I think that people are interested in what goes on behind the scenes. I am.
Okay.
Certainly interested in that. I just think that people, that like, you watch a TV show and you just think it all just came out of nowhere.
Well, you see titles. Oh, she's a producer. What does it do?
Well, somebody, if you think about it, they produced stuff and they have to pull it out of their you-know-what sometimes. Yeah. To make it happen. So it's a lot of down-to-earth and sort of ordinary things that have to happen in order to make an extraordinary piece of entertainment. I mean, look at this show, the amount of prep.
It's amazing.
Incredible.
We got here hours in advance.
Who are we going to play next? You know what? We're going to play this.
What?
Because I've noticed something about your selections of music. Just to go back to that, Susanna sent me a list of songs that are meaningful to you. A bit like sort of Desert Island Discs, the old British BBC TV radio show. And there's a sort of pattern. There's some jazz.
Yeah.
There's some 80s disco, I call it. But it's probably not, is it? Christina Aguilera. That's 90s probably, isn't it?
90s pop.
Hip-hoppy, poppy stuff. And then there's Brit pop.
Oh, yeah.
Ocean Colour Scene.
Yeah.
That totally great song.
Theme tune to TFI Friday, my inspirational
show. Is that what
show.
It was?
And he had the band playing there to wear massive heads.
That's right. He has the greatest bed tracks. Chris, and I've stolen them from it. I use the, what do you call it, Ocean's 11? That's totally him.
Yeah.
He uses that on his radio show. All right, well, let's play it then, and maybe I'll steal this for something later. Ocean Colour Scene and Riverboat Songs. KX935's Full English Breakfast with Martin Cohen. Stop whispering. We're on the radio. And Susanna Farrah's here, and that's nice. Here we go.
Trouble of the road. That the things you found in love are by the
Awesome. Ocean Colour Scene, very British, very Brit poppy there. And it is very good sort of bed tracky sort of music. It's a bit arrogant. It's funny that, because he's a bit like that. A bit like British DJs often like that. They play this music, goes bam, bam, get down, bam, bam, bam. And then he comes on and just tells a load of sort of crappy jokes, really. But you've made a statement with the music, haven't you?
Yeah, it's a bit like, imagine if a box, you know, the boxers come out to like big inspirational music.
Right, the Eye of the Tiger or whatever it is.
Yeah. Imagine if they came out to that and then it was just like two little kids with, I don't know, in bubble wrap being like,
it's a great idea for a show.
I'm just going to like tap you over.
It's a very good idea for a show.
They're coming out, they're going to be awesome.
You're good at this.
Hi.
It's KX93.5, it's Laguna's only FM. This is your full English breakfast here. And each week we bring on these, somebody extraordinary and fabulous who's doing brilliant things in their chosen field this week. British people, I should say, specifically, who are out here in the United States. And this week, Susanna Farrar's here. She's a television producer, BAFTA nominated. That's like a British Emmy, double BAFTA nominated for her work in television in Britain. And now she's out here wowing people in LA. There you go. So, Martin Cohen's here.
Good morning.
What?
it's still a good morning.
How can I? It's such a juxtaposition.
Why?
Well, he's just gone from Susanna Farrow, who's like nominated for stuff.
But I'm moving people like her back.
That's true. Do you know what Martin does?
What?
I do international relocations. So,
oh, wow.
Fully around the world, but obviously the nature of who we are. And I'm not going to advertise the company, but...
why not?
No, it's not fair. We don't sponsor the show. So we handle full international imports and exports of people's household goods from the around the world into the US. And we do a lot of English people, a lot of work back to England, backwards and forwards to England. We do handle a lot of high-end celebrities.
You do? He does once in a while give me a call. He's not really starstruck, Martin, to his credit.
I'm really not.
But once in a while give me a call, say, you know, I just moved... And but it won't be like, oh, I just moved him and he's so famous, blah, blah. It'll be like, I just moved this guy and he's got a collection of very strange whatever. Or his wife's very nice or that sort of thing. It's very down-to-earth sort of stuff.
Aww,
I credit you for that, Martin.
They're people at the end of the day and it really doesn't move me whatsoever. I mean,
right, but the fact that they're well-known, that everybody knows their name is a thing, isn't it?
Can you drop one? Drop a name?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Don't do that. I will do when we're not on the air.
Oh,
I'm not going to do it.
He just whispered Beyonce, everyone. He didn't.
Where's she going? Why? I'm not saying she shouldn't. I'm just saying, yeah.
She's but, not going anywhere. She's pregnant with twins.
She's had the twins. Yeah. Monique and Unique.
You see, had you left Facebook on your phone, you'd know about that.
Congratulations, Beyonce.
So you don't like the Facebooks anymore?
No, I do like it, but I realised when it was on my phone, I would just go to it and like fall in what my husband and I call it a Facebook hole.
Yeah.
You like dive in, you're like, oh, I've just got a couple of minutes. I'm just going to have a little look at what people are up to. And then before you know it, you're like at the bottom of this trench and you've been like you've absorbed loads of information, like so stimulated, and then you shut it down, and it's like you've just come out from being like trapped in an underground cave.
It's manipulative, isn't it? But it does manipulate you in that way.
You feel a bit like deflated inside, and you've not gained anything from it. You've just lost half an hour, like you've been roofied.
Half an hour is three weeks later and two Uber receipts. Yeah. And you don't know what you've done.
If you're going to do that, if you're going to get lost on the internet, it's good to do it in a sort of productive way. Like, you know, like some go on iTunes or whatever and search for something, and then that leads you to something else. I've done that before where I've gone in a sort of music wormhole.
That's fine. I do that with Pinterest and Farrah and Ball Colours.
Hey, what's Pinterest?
What's Pinterest?
Pinterest!
We don't know what anything is.
Me saying how much I love Pinterest suddenly like transports me to being like a middle-aged housewife.
What is it?
Which I'm not. But it's like...
Is it people that are interested in like sewing equipment? It sounds like that, doesn't
it? It's like crafts.
It's
but
buttons.
Like people put pictures on or how-tos or anything. It's like making a scrapbook of your favourite things. So currently like I have a whole page of like, like plunge pools in my backyard. Inspiration.
What's a plunge pool?
Oh, it's like a small pool and a big jacuzzi combined.
And that's wait a minute, I don't understand. Is it like a scrapbook people can look at?
Like a scrapbook. No, for you.
I could do that.
I've got a page for like tattoos. Oh, little pictures I like that might be a nice tattoo.
Really?
Or stuff to like living rooms painted in dark colours is another one. Yeah, it's amazing. That's my new wormhole, and that's slightly more fulfilling. Because I can leave it with added.
But you have more
knowledge.
Than one page. You can have pages that are
just
named.
It's like a scrapbook, yeah.
Oh. What? And why would anybody look at this?
No, you look at it for yourself. It's not like to be like exhibitionist.
Ah, it's for your own thing.
Yeah.
Right, I get that.
Yeah.
I don't read anybody's. The good news is that whatever you post on Facebook, I don't read it. Because I don't read anybody else's Facebook page but my own.
You are your biggest fan.
I am my only fan. And I get to. So I just look. If somebody liked something, not liked, but if they commented on something I posted, I read that comment.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I never look at anybody's Facebook page. I have no idea what's going on. I rely on Ava, my wife, to tell me, so-and-so's got a cold. And she knows because she read their Facebook page. Oh, so-and-so's just been for a manicure. Otherwise, I would never know. And I don't want to know.
Yeah.
I don't care.
No, I just decided to make it a bit harder for myself to get into that hole. Because it was like, I was being given news when I wasn't ready to receive it. Like, I don't mean I want to, like, shut myself away from important world news. But I don't want to be like, oh, cute baby picture, cute dog. Oh, she's moved to Spain. Oh, my God, that's happening in the world. It's terrifying. I want to, like, sit down. I want to separate it of my own free will.
But how do you pass on that? Because you just said you had your second child 10 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So how do you pass on to your friends and family the photographs of your two children?
Oh, Instagram or email.
You see, I don't
send an email or FaceTime. They can see it in real time.
They can. That's the best thing. That's very space age. It makes me think of like Star Trek or whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't say it this morning because I forgot to, but when I say put your phones on vibrate.
Yeah.
At the beginning of a show, tell people.
Turn your phaser
phasers on stun.
Yeah.
Like it.
Just makes me think of it. So, but you do have to do a bit of that. You live in LA and you're sort of part of that world.
Mm.
You're not a parent, are you? Does it matter? Is there a level at which you don't have to be a parent?
I don't know. I kind of don't. I try not to buy into it. I find I can slip into it quite quickly, but I try not to because it just always feels a bit gross. So I just put up stuff that I think my friends will enjoy and don't.
Do you not need it though? Because it is advertising or self promotion.
Yeah, I do more that in person. Go to a nice party and tell everyone I'm fabulous. I don't really do self promotion on Instagram. It's just more like, aha, this has been happening. Although I say that this morning, I've put up two pictures from this morning's KX93.5.
Right, because you're on the radio.
Look, I'm here. So like, oh no, I don't self-promote. But look at me.
I'm
fabulous.
It drives me nuts. There's a very different thing about it. I mean, I'm very happy to self-promote and be Mr. Whatever on the radio.
Yeah.
But the thing of like doing that when you're not on the radio, that is so annoying to me. Like having to sit at the desk in the office after a show and make sure everything's posted and everybody knows that I just interviewed whoever and there was a band in.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'd rather it's like pulling teeth for me.
It's very un-British, though, isn't it, to be like, hi, look at me, I'm great. We're more like, oh, hello, it seems as a pure positive. You're like, hello, no, I'm really not very good. And they're like, oh, he's being modest.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
You think, oh, we must be brilliant. Whereas here it's like,
but you understand why you need that, though.
Yeah.
It's
you have to be very forcefully you. Yeah. Like, it's a bit like you're a big deal.
Yeah.
But that's some people, even Americans, there are Americans that don't like that, that appreciate someone who doesn't think they're that, all that. Yeah. Someone said that to me. You know, I like you, Jason Fetty, because you don't really, you don't rate yourself that highly, do you? You know?
Oh, thanks.
Well, no, I took it as a compliment.
Thanks, Mum.
I know what he means.
Yeah.
No, I knew what he meant.
Because you get here, you get all these nobodies that self-promote, and then they become semi-somebody from being famous for being nothing.
Yeah.
It's so annoying.
Yeah. Well, there's the Kardashianization of the media. I've just made that up. I think it's probably a good word.
Yeah. But then I have, like, some of my friends are some of the most talented people I know and have met. And it's hard to watch when they're, like, not getting as many opportunities as they should, because you're like, you're the most talented person I've ever met.
Yeah, well,
but yet
all
they're
the time,
not, because they're so talented, they're not comfortable with that, like,
the promotion
hi,
side
look
of
at
things.
Me. And then you see people who are like, a little bit, maybe got a bit of talent, or they just kind of, but they're like out there giving it all that. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh.
Have you ever met people that are all rounders, though? I've met people like this that really are very talented, very nice.
Yes.
And very good at self promotion without coming across as, you know, wanky.
Yeah.
And all that.
Yeah.
And so there are those people out there, you know,
they're the unicorns.
The Springsteens of this world who are just all, you know, all round brilliant.
Yay for them.
Yeah.
It's great. It's great.
It's difficult being us.
What?
It's difficult being us.
Yeah. There you go. You just blew it.
I didn't.
Blew it just by opening your mouth.
I do
it every day on the air, mate. So, what are you working on right now? Have you just done a TV show? There was a TV show you just worked on. You've had a child.
Yes.
And that's taken up a lot of time.
It has.
In your head and physically
she
and the
has,
whole thing.
Yeah.
She, not it, but she, beautiful Wren.
Yeah.
I met her yesterday for the first time. And then you're building this house in LA.
Yes, and
which
I've
is
got
a fabulous project.
Little boy as well.
And the little
River
boy called River. Hello, Riv, if you're listening, which you are, of course.
Hey, Riv.
He's not listening. He's watching a Lego show on the TV.
He's listening. He's in the pool, I bet, swimming.
Think so?
He can swim now, everyone.
Big boy. Good lad. And Ben, of course, your husband.
Yeah, she my lovely husband.
Forget. Ben, too. Why? What was I talking about? I can't remember. Oh, yeah. But you got a bit of work. First time since you got pregnant and had this.
Yeah.
Shot this came into your life. So now you've done a bit of work. How's it feel to go back to work?
It felt great, actually. It felt like a holiday. It was like, oh, wow. And it felt far easier to be absolutely badass at my job because it was such a, like, refreshing treat from, I don't know, breastfeeding a baby and, like, having, like, sleepless nights. It was like, oh, yeah, I'm out. I feel like I'm 25 again. I was like, do this, do that. Yeah. It was great. I loved it. Network's never been so fun. And problems didn't seem a big deal. I was like, yeah, whatever, get to it. I've got a 7-week-old baby at home, guys. This is easy.
What it is? Is it having a kid sort of focuses you on what's important?
I just didn't have time to obsess about nonsense. It was like, it was great. It was lovely. Did my best work, Jason.
Now I can see that. When you've got a chat, you know, you've got this thing. I've watched you with the kid. Oh, we don't see kids very often because, you know, my friends are all old and they've all got kids that are horrible and teenagers and in their 20s. And then, so we don't see babies very often.
Mm.
But it's a massive responsibility, obviously. I know it's the most obvious thing in the world to say. But the fact is that the thing's got to stay alive. If that child dies, that ruins everyone's life. Even I would be affected.
Yeah.
And we're not even that close. And you live a million miles away in LA.
It's an interesting perspective what you said there, though.
What?
And you
said what? Who said?
Suzanne. Well, Suzanne said in a very sentence, like, taking things into a perspective of what's important and what isn't important. Because a lot of us just get fixated on absolute rubbish.
Mm.
Yep.
And that's just like not black and white. It's like, it's great.
It's
to
great.
Be able to be like that.
That instinct to be obsessed with raising of a child,
no,
which
not,
is your point.
No,
that's not my point. Yeah. The point is the other way around.
I'm getting there. You just butt in every time. You talk over me. Just don't let me finish my thought, Martin.
Yes, Dad. I'll behave.
I forgot what my thought was now.
Exactly.
Doesn't matter. No, I'm saying the instinct to be up to obsessively make sure a child stays alive, which is your evolutionary reason for being here. Whatever you think, that's the point of human life, is to create more human life, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but that instinct to obsess over that gets misplaced. When especially people like, that's what being single, not having a child, that's the problem with it. You tend to, that instinct gets focused on something completely meaningless. Can it not do that, Martin?
That's not quite,
That's not quite where I was going with that comment, but not at all. I understand what you're saying, but it's not what I was pulling from what Suzanne had said. What Suzanne had said, just being able to focus clearly on what she's doing without saying it, without being.
She's obsessing over the chart. She's doing what nature intended her to do, is have a child.
No, it's not a matter of obsessing. It's a matter of being able to.
I don't mean that in a pejorative way. I don't mean that obsessing is a bad thing.
No, well, I do sometimes, but I mean, it's a matter of the clarity of being able to understand, pinpointing what is important at that moment and not having any of the fuzz around it and just going with that.
Yeah, put work into perspective.
Yeah, that's where I'm going with that.
So there's a lot to be drawn from what I've said. I'm like the oracle right
now. We should be
taping this bit as well.
She's so wise.
We're getting all spiritual.
No, I didn't say so. I didn't say you were wise.
I know, but let's just pretend.
So when you're watching, like, when you're sitting watching some crap TV show on a Saturday night.
I probably made it. It was rubbish, it was mine.
You're still on record, aren't you?
It was on the air.
And you're obsessively eating popcorn or picking your nose or whatever.
I'm looking on a work perspective.
Oh, for work.
For work, because you don't often seeing the trees within the forest or the forest from the trees or whatever the phrase may be, is being able to pinpoint something and just go with that and let everything else just fall by the wayside. Is what you're saying, I think.
Yeah. I was kicking ass at work. It was great.
Well, that's fun, and it's been lovely to see you and meet you. And of course, I know we've met before, but just very nice to do the thing and find out a bit more about your sort of perspective on stuff.
Thanks for having me.
Some great stories. Great. I wish we could do more about the getting yourself fired from a radio station for being awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. Good story.
I can teach you how, Jason. I can show you the ways.
Some people just, you know, we're not born to be that awesome. I just want to keep my job around here. Oh, by the way, my boss is the winner of the $10. Tyler Russell, if you'd like to come in and pick up your $10 gift card to Jan's Health Bar, you're welcome to do that anytime. You've got a key. The British Hair Company sponsors this show, and they've relocated to somewhere in town, and that's great.
There again?
It's a good thing that they've done that because they've got a nice store there near Ralph's. I forget where it was now, and I can't find the spot to play.
It's just down the road.
Yeah, it's here in town. Thanks to the British Hair Company for supporting this thing. Susanna Farrow, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Coming in, that's Martin Cohen. I'm Jason Fetty. It's been your Full English Breakfast on KX93.5.
KXRN LP, Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.